So I became what was spoken over my life. I became lazy and forgetful around the house because I believed I was living up to my name. Our parents have known us the longest, so of course they should know us best, right? No matter how well our parents might know us, they still view us through a veiled lens. Sometimes our parents want us to live the lives they were never able to achieve, so they decide who we're going to be early on. From cue ball to cute girl. When my friend Carol was a teenager, she decided to get her hair cut short. She couldn't wait to show her dad her new hairstyle, so she bounced into the room where her dad was. He looked at her and said, "You look like a cue ball. I'm not sure whether you look like a boy or girl." She was devastated and felt ugly and ashamed. She walked out of that room feeling like a deflated balloon. Because those words pierced her heart and soul that day, Carol walked through her teenage years believing what had been spoken over her. That day affected how she saw herself and how she felt others saw her. Decades later, when she was an adult and had developed a personal and intimate relationship with Jesus, she spent time with him and prayed a prayer that changed her life. After her experience, she wrote it in her journal. "Lord, you know that those words went down to the bedrock of my self-image. It opened a gateway for shame, insecurity, and self-hatred to come in. I picture those curses staining my soul like permanent black ink that kept swirling around until it permeated all areas of my self-image. I see now that there are still places that the black ink is causing darkness in areas of how I see myself." Carol then wrote what she believed God was saying to her in response. "I've been waiting for this moment for a long time. I know that when those words were spoken over you, it was very hurtful. It was like a stream of darkness blackening the light of who I designed you to be. That blackness coated your joy, so the only thing you could see was the black represented. I know so much of the ink has been removed now, but there is still an ink blot from where those words that are clouding your view. Climb up on my shoulders because I want to take you to a higher place, to see yourself from a perspective other than your own." Carol writes that her eyes were opened. She saw that even after many years, the dark spot was indeed still in her heart. Wondering why she couldn't rid herself of it, she sensed God speaking to her heart. "You didn't realize how much that one offhanded comment had affected your self-worth. I've been ready for you to bring it to me for a long time." Carol was ready for complete healing. She envisioned Jesus laying his hand on her heart, and she watched as the ink blot started moving into his hand. She wondered if that was it, if the work was finished. Then again, she sensed Jesus saying, "That's it. Now I want to fill the spot that has been in the dark for so long with my love for you. Do you know how crazy in love I am with you? You give me so much joy. I love how you go with me without hesitation on our adventures together. Don't ask why, but simply take hold of my hand and off we go." Carol said in her dream, Jesus opened his hand. The ink blot was there. Only now the words looked completely different. It went from, "You look like a cue ball. I'm not sure whether you look like a boy or girl," to, "Boy, aren't you a cute girl? Didn't know if you would want to have a ball with me." Notice that from the word cue, he placed his cross in it to become cute. Carol wrote, "The word of man wounds, but the word of God heals. We must exchange negative words for life-giving words." Wow, how amazing is that? The God of the universe rearranged the words that had wounded her self-esteem, yet God made a new sentence from those ugly black spots that changed the original meaning into something beautiful. How we view others. I have come across many beautiful people who have been saved by God's grace, but I have also seen the damage done to those same people because they have never been able to move past the labels they were given before they became Christians. People still view them as a product of their past. Sometimes it was the church people who were the most unforgiving. I have seen drug addicts and prostitutes who were full of shame come to know Jesus, and I've seen professionals and prestigious people come to know Jesus as well.